Truth. To In Plain Sight, your Monday night broadcast here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And you can donate to Republic Broadcasting going to republicbroadcasting.org, smashing the donate, send the fundage, make your checker money order payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in that debit or credit to 1-800-724-2719 extension 3 and keep free speech alive. We need your fundage more than ever. Your Monday night rundown of the news. Last Monday, I worked late and was on the road, so I sent in a rerun, and it was the debate between Patrick and Jeff Nyquist. So I hope a lot of you got to hear that for the first time or hear it again, because it was very good. There was a part two that we did on Patrick's show. And I had some emailers wanting to hear Nyquist versus David Duke. I've went over this before. I've called David Duke twice on his cell phone and told him how important this was to RBN listeners. He said he would listen to Patrick's debate with Nyquist and decide whether or not to debate him. At this point, from what I'm gathering, he doesn't feel Nyquist is worth his time, but that could change. We will keep reminding him. I'm not promising anything because this is in David Duke's lap. Ball's in his court. That being said, Patrick did an excellent job, and I don't know why you would want any further debate. It doesn't matter if Nyquist debates Duke. Jeff is going to be on John Moore's show every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central Time. Even if David Duke debates him, that's probably still going to happen. Why? Because RBN offers full freedom of speech and different views, and different hosts have different views and different opinions, and they present things differently. And that's why you tune in, because we don't censor anybody. So there's that. That was what I broadcast last Monday because I couldn't make it to the show live. Tonight is live, and we are doing a rundown of the news. Several things on the docket here. Trump most likely, he's seriously considering taking a VP, the Texas guy, Abbott, in the wheelchair. That's one thing that he has talked about. And it doesn't surprise me. I mean, you've had... So several things going on politically here. You know, you've had the whole political prosecution of Trump trying to tie him up in court to keep him from running, or to keep him from running successfully. All that's done is inflame his base and sort of expose the system for what it is, that it's willing to go against a candidate for political reasons. So think of Trump what you may, hate him, love him, disagree with him, whatever. The system is displaying what it truly is by going after him for political reasons and trying to tie him up in litigation. and pushing these extreme fines. Why? Because he's going to do some good? Because he's actually going to do something? Well, probably not, but most likely because he represents a sliver of Jewish power that wants to control immigration and bring America back to the 1980s, to a time that was much more prosperous and manageable, more sensible. He's literally a 1980s Democrat. And some more, you know, reasonable people in Jewish power are backing this, but they're outnumbered by the kamikazes that are currently running our country right now, specifically our State Department, talking to you, Newland, talking to you, Blinken. And so they're going after him, and so you've got all of this hype against Trump. That just inflames his base. You've got this Israel genocide in Palestine, which has completely disenfranchised the Democrat radical core, who are pro-Palestinian. And they find they're disenfranchised because they find nobody in their party, in the Democrat Party, that represents them other than the squad, the Muslims in Congress that are pro-Palestinian. Other than that, there's not a presidential candidate that's pro-Palestine and against the Israel genocide. So Republican and Democrat both are both balls to the wall support for Israel and complete and total, like, let Israel do what they want. So what this means for the Democrat radical base is they're disenfranchised. They have no one to, you know, advocate for their views that they can vote for. Whereas with the Trump supporters, they're pro-Israel anyway because they're mostly Christian Zionists. I went over this ad nauseum in shows with Patrick, so I don't want to just keep beating that dead horse. But I'm just pointing out that it's Trump's race to win, and it's going to be very hard for the system to fake this election, even though I'm sure they'll try. And he very well could choose Abbott, because in the same way that Trump is, you know, so pro-Israel and such, you know, the populist base still reveres him, Abbott has made a name for himself. It's a fake name, but it's a name nonetheless for going against immigration. Now, this isn't really true, is it? Because we know that Abbott and DeSantis in Florida, rather than busing illegals back south of the border, they bus them into liberal American cities to own the left, right? And of course, all this does is just amplify the problem of illegal non-European stock flooding the country and making white European stock a minority, a hated minority, and eventually just genociding them out, you know, within 100, 120 years. So they really didn't do anything there, but there was a lot of rhetoric. There was a lot of news coverage of this. And of course, Abbott has become famous or infamous, if you will, for ordering that the razor wire not be taken down and having this big battle with the feds, you know, and it comes down to state rights. Hang on. And it comes down to state rights. And the states have no rights. I mean, this was settled during the War of Northern Aggression. But the fight was had nonetheless, and it was put out in the news as a big spectacle in the media. And Abbott is painted as this governor who's standing against the federal government, against illegal immigration because he loves America or something, even though he busts all these people into Democrat cities, into America instead of out of America. So Trump is flirting with the idea of taking on Abbott as his VP, which would be not as bad as Nikki Haley, but it would be bad. From RT, former U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he would very much consider Texas Governor Greg Abbott as his running mate for this year's presidential election. The Republican frontrunner said that Abbott has done a great job, quote unquote, in securing the U.S.-Mexican border. Really? Okay. Trump and Abbott met in Eagles Pass, Texas on Thursday, with Trump touring a section of the border that had been heavily fortified by Abbott since 2021. That's heavily fortified by all those razor wires that can be cut or lifted with forklifts. and those floating things, those big floaty devices, I don't even know what those are for, but apparently they're to stop illegals from swimming through the water. Anyway, despite the U.S. Supreme Court siding with the White House and permitting federal agents to remove razor wire fencing along the frontier, Abbott has vowed to build more barricades, and the governor snubbed President Joe Biden to meet with his chief political rival instead. So Abbott's really owning the libs now. Not only did he ship these illegals into sanctuary cities, these lib cities, not only did he refuse to take down the worthless razor wire, but he's meeting with Trump instead of a sitting President Biden. That's, oh, Trump the insurrectionist, by the way. Abbott is me. So Abbott is a real, he's a real rebel here. He's a real man of the people. Right? This is what we're to believe. Speaking to Fox News host Sean Hannity. Oh, Sean Hannity. Well, hell's bells. Sean the Pawn Israel First Hannity. Okay. Trump described Abbott as a spectacular man, adding that the Republican governor had done a great job in fighting to stem the tide of illegal immigration across Texas, 1,200 miles stretch of the Mexican border. So here we go. It's all forming. It's all coming together. Trump, the who has been so politically persecuted and who had the election stolen from him, is now talking about teaming up with Abbott, the cripple, who has done so much to fight immigration, and they're going to be the voice of the populist America. They're going to be representing those in America that want to stem this tide of illegal immigration. Oh, also both very, very pro-Zionist, by the way. So don't worry, Trump-based Christian Zionists. You got your men in Trump and Abbott. It's going to be a very interesting year. There are a lot of good things that are coming from this, though. The complete and total collapse of the Democrat Party. As I mentioned, its hardcore base is disenfranchised, and they're probably just going to not vote at all. We've already had the collapse, or the, I would say, the reforming, the reformation of the Republican Party with the Trump phenomenon. Can I use that word, Kelso? I'm sure you wouldn't mind. The Trump phenomenon has reformed the Republican Party. But what is it really now? What is it really now? It's a bunch of pro-Israel Christian Zionists who think that their candidates are going to control the border, but really it's just going to be the same influx. And even if it stops right now, even if Trump and Abbott took charge and they did what they said and stopped every illegal from coming in and deported millions, we've still got this critical mass of white replacement that probably can't be undone. Now, that sounds a little blackpilling. It does. But another thing that we're having is the federal government collapsing Soviet Union style. And when I say collapse, I don't mean like with wars or bombs or gay militias charging the White House. I'm talking about, people losing confidence in the federal government the same way that the international community has lost all faith in the federal government. And eventually, we're just going to, there's going to be more state sovereignty in states like California, Northern Chicago, New York, various parts of the country, these areas where there's big cities with lots of immigration and liberal policies. They're just going to stop functioning. And the good people, like the normal people, are going to flee and come to the rural areas, and these rural areas can, in fact, form governments that can negotiate with foreign powers. Already in Kentucky, you have farmers, multi-million-dollar soybean farmers, like places like Wickliffe, Kentucky, negotiating with the Chinese government because the Chinese are a huge consumer of soybeans. This all outside of the federal government. So it's very plausible that you could see a Soviet style collapse. As Patrick and I have talked about so many times, and I would deem him an expert in this, and I'm merely a student, but I think I can speak on it relatively authoritative, in that we could very easily see just several states forming alliances and negotiating with foreign powers outside the federal government. That could be a thing. How will the money work? How will Medicaid work? How will Medicare work? Not sure. That's above my pay grade, but it could be worked out. And it, like I said, we witnessed this with the Soviet Union. Another thing we witnessed with the Soviet Union, though, was after the collapse, you had oligarchs take control of the means of production and just rob the people blind. They set this guy Putin in power, and he sort of turned on him and pulled Russia together under a, dare I say, dictatorship? Yes, I dare. A dictatorship that resulted in the Russian people completely coming out of poverty, and Putin doing more for Russia in the last 20 years than any leader has done for it, probably since the, maybe even before the Tsar. This is really unprecedented. Is Putin perfect? Does he have hooks in him from Jewish power? Maybe. But it looks to me like, through objective observation, that Putin has handled the Jews in his country rather than the other way around. And that's something that we can't be said of America. The Jews have very readily handled our leaders, whereas Putin has worked with and handled Jewish power in his country. That's my official stance. You can like it or leave it, but I think the facts are right there on the ground. Anyway, Trump and Abbott, horrible ticket, almost as bad as Trump and Haley. A Trump-Haley ticket would just make me lose all hope. Trump-Abbott, pretty lame. So what else do we have on the docket here in the news rundown? Not me. Well, we've got the federal judge in Texas bans cops from arresting invaders. This is interesting. So keep in mind that according to my constitution, it's already illegal. Like, there's already laws in the books that the government, state and federal, can protect this country from illegal invasion. So we don't need legislation, we don't need laws, you know, to that point. But yet, legislatures find the need to put out these laws because of the extreme controversy on stopping this. So, according to CNN, a federal judge in Austin, Texas, ordered the state government to suspend enforcement of a controversial law that would allow state law enforcement agents to arrest and detain people that they suspect of entering the country illegally. It's in the Constitution. They can do this. We don't need legislation that allows any law enforcement to arrest people coming in the country illegally. But yet, a controversial law was put forth that this judge has responded to. Just pulling it up here, the measure is SB 4, which went into effect on March 5th. That's tomorrow. It's to go into effect on March 5th. It grants local, state, and law enforcement the power to arrest migrants and state judges the ability to issue orders to remove them to Mexico. So basically, the Texas legislature felt the need to put out this law that allows law enforcement to do what it's already allowed to do, which is arrest illegals and deport them. Now, the huge controversy there, of course, is after the War of Northern Aggression, the federal government took it upon itself to say that it was the arbiter in making these decisions. And so this is a matter of states' rights. Up on the break, back on the other side with your calls and more news on In Plain Sight.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number is 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Your Monday night broadcast of In Plain Sight, a rundown of the news, just to summarize, okay, before we go to calls. It's already built in the Constitution that even at the state level, the United States can secure its borders. Arresting illegals and deporting them is constitutional. But yet, since the War of Northern Aggression, that little thing called the Civil War in the 1860s, where the federal government flexed on the states, now legislatures feel the need to put laws out that say they're allowed to arrest these illegals and deport them at the state level. And this done by design, I tell you, because the legislatures want. See, there was no need for this measure SB4 in Texas that goes into effect tomorrow. But the legislatures want this put out there. That way they can tell their constituents, look, we did something. We put a law out there. Please vote for us again. while the whole time this is going to be tied up in litigation. Meanwhile, the border is still going to be flooded. You see how this works? This is democracy. This is your democracy in action. Reb from Colorado, Bubba Scott Reb from the Anti-911 Coalition. Welcome. Reb from Colorado, do we have you?
Can you hear me? Hear me now, right?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is U.S. Pentagon First Team Bubba Scott Reb. I was holding on when Mr. Repulsing was fighting with Mr. Lubavitcher. It was a good conversation. You should replay that one. And they were having that. And me and the social worker had to go through town today and see the Viet Cong on one side. They were lining up for their welfare checks. They're here. And I said, don't go to this stupid bank. It's got VC there. And she was giving me a hard time. So we went to the white people's bank. And they're all ripping me off because, you know, they know the white boy, they can take whatever they want from. And the Viet Cong are there. And on the streets with those jerks with the, like, window wiping. Look, stupid, you can do that when you get gasoline at your car. You know, you have that little thing you dip in the bucket. Or all the cars got window sprayers. They're only doing this to screw with America. The UN told them what to do. This is all gangs of these freaks who are military. They're waiting for their, and I showed her, this is where they're building them housing. You can see the apartments going up fast for these goons that are coming in to Denver area on main drag. And they wouldn't, that Lubavitcher wouldn't mouth off to Bubba, the god of war. He's more of a, see, that's what he told Mr. Holding. He said, why don't you be a man and don't blame other people? Because he was saying, the reason the world exists is because they're studying the Talmud. So he said, Bubba already went through the Talmud in English, of course, and her ancestors come back on Ahmad's side from the actual 17th century America. And the Texas independence thing, she had all these books on the Alamo and Nathaniel Bedford Forrest and all the great heroes of Texas when they were in that war. So, of northern aggression and stuff, and how one army of Texas had to protect the border. You getting this? During that war, this army of Texas was actually protecting the border so that the wetbacks couldn't come across because they installed some idiot from Europe to run over them. And then after the war, the idiots got together and they went into Mexico and deposed that goof. Why did they do that? They should have left them there because he would have crushed the frickin' goofballs down below, and these darkies wouldn't be coming. You know, that was a mistake. They should have stabilized it with Europe and kept the darkies from crossing here. They could have roadblocked all of Central America. So that Lincoln and his communist leanings, I think that was the deal. He wanted destabilization of the Western Hemisphere. There's no doubt about it. People said,
I hate to interrupt.
They violated,
yeah,
you know, I hate they violated the Monroe Doctrine.
I just want to make sure, I hate to interrupt, I just want to make sure that the listeners understand your proposition is that these illegal immigrants coming over the border are forming armies to fight against American citizens.
Yeah, I tell the Secretary of the Army's office that.
And the Texas, is the Texas legislature on the payroll? Are they on the take?
Of course. I'm from Texas. We're here in Colorado. Bubba's from Texas. She goes back all the way, like I said, to the independence of Texas. I had books on the Alamo. You'd be amazed to hear what it said. Now, the three colonels, one of them had a dead raccoon on his head. That was a congressman from Tennessee, obviously. But that actually started in Kentucky years. Anyway, so he was that Crockett man. You got to hear this story, how the three of them
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. I will kick it back to you, Reb, on the other side of the break. Hang tight. Since you've been gone, there's no one taking your place. Since you've been gone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. Instead of
okay, we're coming back to In Plain Sight, your Monday night rundown on the news. Got Reb in Colorado, a former native of Texas, on the line. So, Reb, your proposition is that these illegals are being brought over to form an army to fight against American citizens.
And that this is even worse than that. It's worse than that. According to this broadcast yesterday, they broke out of a lockup in Haiti. They took it over. They killed the guards. And they're all coming into Louisiana. And they're setting up 250,000 Haitians in Liberty, Texas. I know it's in the Crockett National Forest out there, Lake Livingston. It's north of Houston. And they're setting up 30 square miles to build an army with the UN. Just doing it right in Texas. This governor ain't stopping it. And they're putting some Haitians, they're just crazy criminals. And they're working with the drug cartels. They're joining forces. Guess who's the target? Well, us white boys. And like I said, Bubba's got this history down cold. I read that book of the Alamo, which he had. These are all books with their family Bible stuff written in it. You know how people keep notes in these old history books? And this from her mom's side of the family that's like been here since the
17th century. That's when, like, the original colonies in Virginia or something, and the Texas Independence War. And they said these three colonels, the youngest was that Travis Garrison commander. He couldn't give orders to the other two. Were all, Davy Crockett was a legend, at least in his own mind. But he was actually shorter than his rival, old Busty or something. And I think he was on his way to California, but he took a wrong turn and ended up in San Antonio. It's a common mistake. But anyway, and the other one, Jim Bowie or something, remember him? There, Colonel.
Okay.
So Abbott and the legislatures are in on this, and this conspiracy goes back to the Alamo of 1836.
Had it their way, they would have tore that building down, but some, like, historical society saved it. It's just a little shack, the one that Ozzy Osbourne, they said, he contaminated. He was arrested for contaminating. I've seen it in the 80s. It was all covered with weeds. Maybe they put a fence around it now. It's just a little building. They don't have the old fortress or something, the old outside wall and stuff. It's just a little building. It's just to commemorate where it was, because there's a lot of, they didn't have roads and the traffic's all around it. It's just on a little, like, island in the middle of some traffic lanes. Nobody cares. And it's just a, the building that's big is the Texas Building of Independence at San Jacinto, where they won their independence. That's the big building near the Houston Ship Channel, where the, oh, this is what Texas is, a republic. That's not a republic. They've never had anything since Coke Stevenson was governor. I was around then. Well, that was the last good governor. And then that scumbag Johnson, you know, he stole the election and became senator. And look what he did to America. Even your Mr. He read about, I think it was the other one, he read about that the Turner Commission. That was all Johnson and his no rights for whites thing. Look what that bastard did. And he stole the election from Coke Stevenson, who was governor of Texas running for Senate. And everybody in Texas knows that he stole the election. It was all thievery. And then he stole everything from America when he whacked Kennedy. Everybody knows that.
Here's a question.
Right.
To your narrative. This is a question. So to what end? So you're saying the UN is fomenting this invasion of the U.S. for armies from Mexico and Haiti and the third world to invade and form armies against white people. How does Jewish power think they're going to control? How would Jewish power benefit from these Mexican and Haitian hordes? Would they be loyal Jewish power?
They're collecting all this dope money. It's billions in this. They're selling this to those drug companies, Moderna, Pfizer, Janssen, the Squibb, Eli Lilly. It's a business office of the drug cartels on the Navajo Reservation on the Four Corners in Arizona. Now, that's way from the border. And I said, what the hell is it doing there? I told Secretary of the Army, get that out of there. I don't care. Those Redskins have a federal group. What are they like? They're taking payoff. And the tribes, like we had our own broadcast, and the tribes called into our own broadcast when me and somebody else, we had a broadcast on Republic. And they said, yeah, they're not even employing members of the tribe in their casinos with the Italian mob, and the chiefs are pocketing the money and blaming it on Columbus. That's why they started this hate Columbus thing, because the Italian mob, they tell their braves and squads, they're still kidding. You know, the chiefs are in on it. They got good lawyers. They're as smart as the mob, and they're pocketing billions in drug money.
So the benefit is to the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Damn right. Big deal.
To be able to get fentanyl and easier. Okay.
Oh yeah, and they're looting the place. That's what I saw. I said, what are all these Viet Cong? And the socialists, how do you know they're Viet Cong? Because the Mexican teller lady spoke Vietnamese. I know Vietnamese, and I know what it sounds like. I didn't bother studying it, and it's not written in Chinese characters. And they, that whole boulevard, the Asian district, it's all New Saigon. New, what the hell? The word pho means it's like food place, like a what do they call them? Either a grocery store or a restaurant. Yeah, don't go. This, people like the spring rolls. I said, you wouldn't like them in Saigon. You don't know what's in them, and there's no dogs and cats around, so figure it out, jerks. It's a sick place. But here in America, I guess they have laws against some of their old delicacies. And this is the Viet Cong on, I said, this is March 4th. Where are they? Oh, it's payday. All this, these people who are out there on the streets, they're getting more than Social Security. They don't need money. This is just a show of force. And some of the local guineas called me because they were, it was a big deal because I harassed the military, so they tried to get me. Like, I said, look, stupid, you ain't allowed to call us. We got something for you. Hey, why don't you go round these jerks off the streets that are blocking traffic? And, you know, when lights change, they try to, that's not allowed. You're not allowed to run into the traffic lanes with your little wipers. They're just doing it to tick off America. And some of the voters they're ticking off had crossed the border illegally for the last few decades anyway. So they're running into their own people on most of these major boulevards. But they're doing it anyway. The UN tells them a few words like they love you, they love America. That's what they're saying. They're not the homeless. They're just out of the shelters. They're not even looking for money. This is probably when they meet in those camps before they cross the Darien Gap. And we don't know how many. That's what Mr. Santiago, Office Secretary of the Army, RSEC, knows about it. So I said, well, do some. Get us troops. We'll throw them in the quick. And like you said, they can be arrested. A social worker told me any federal agent anywhere in Colorado can arrest you coming out of the dope store with a package of weed. This is what the little box they put it in, and they could do automatically. They don't do that, but it's against federal law to possess marijuana. Even where a Bone Scout are, it's an HUD-run building. They all get noticed. Marijuana is not allowed in a federal program. And even that oil they sell, I don't even know if you could ask a VA doctor, hey, could I get, I forgot the name of the oil. You know the one I'm talking about. That
yeah,
you rub
hemp
into
oil.
Your, yes, yes. I don't even know if they're allowed to write a prescription for it if they're a VA doctor, because they're federal. All this stuff, and somebody told me you can only buy that at the recreational, or the medical dope store. They have, they're combining them on the east side of Denver, lots of them. And for the Cherry Creek, the rich people get their own star buds. They get their own,
If some redneck goes to the marijuana store and with his prescription and gets weed, and if he has a firearm in his truck, that's a federal violation, and they can arrest him.
Well, they don't have to have a gun. They can just arrest him for walking out with the weed, according to everyone who's federal, like the social workers. I got federal plates on that van, and I said, why don't they look? Well, they can't read. It says U.S. government, but... Because I got to get escorted. The agent in Colorado Springs says, you're in danger every time you go out. Like, behind our locked gates and stuff where we got, they're not allowed to come in here. It's trespassing. No one from 911. That's why I'm ticked. And that's why I called the station. I was trying to get this radio broadcast on the phone line. I can't get it on my phone line. But the person at Republic Broadcasting said in the studio, they dial the same number I did, and they get a message saying, this is Republic Broadcasting, you hit the button. I don't get that message. Just some goofball comes on and says, now you can call this new number, and when you call that number, you get the same goofball. Now you, and he gives you another number. I just can't get it on the phone. I got a reason for that. I'm going to expose this to the Pentagon and drive them nuts when I harass the National Command Center, Secretary of Defense Office, The only one that's sort of on our side is our Secretary of the Army. They upgraded us, and they said, is the VA helping? I said, no. And Secretary of Veterans Affairs knows, HUD Secretary knows, Social Security knows. They're not a cabinet level. And so does the IRS. That's our buddies. And I told them, I said, what? Look.
I want to move on. Yeah. I want to move on to more news. Give me your final thought, Reb. Your final thought and plug your organization.
Yeah, you want to call the National Command Center because we know what's coming. It's a takeover. They don't land in parachutes anymore or on the beaches or land in transports at the and take over your air systems and stuff. They just come in and they give them uniforms and guns. That's just Mayorkas. I mean, they want to impeach him. They're putting Austin, Secretary of Defense. When did you ever hear of Secretary of Defense being impeached? This is all traitors. And so the only way out is our way. We got to bring the store under this public law and shut down at least one region here in Lakewood. Is Region 8. We want to shut down Region 6 north of Dallas. All this is official business, United States of America. So when you dial 703-697-9121, 703-697-9121, you say, hey, make those deadbeats on welfare, Bubba Scout, Rev, do their prosecution duty, honor country for America. But this is a stand in the Joint Chiefs, and they're flipping out that we're taking a law that was meant to use against the U.S.
All right. Well, thanks, Rev. Thanks, Reb, for the information. I'll give you plenty of time. And I'm going to get on to more news here. So, on your Monday night news rundown, so we got the Israel-Palestine thing. Again, this interesting phenomenon of the Democrat base completely and utterly being disenfranchised because there's no candidate that is pro-Palestinian. None. This is going to be revolutionary and change the entire way the Democrat Party votes and campaigns for the future. You got... Here's a good one. In a Brooklyn high school, there are students terrorizing Jewish teachers and Jewish classmates. You see this at the very, very bottom level of students in high school here in Brooklyn. From the New York Post, a Brooklyn high school has become a haven for Hitler-loving hooligans who terrorize Jewish teachers and classmates, according to the New York Post. On October 26th, just 3 weeks after the October 7th Hamas alleged massacre of 1,200 Israelis, 40 to 50 teens marched through Origins High School in Sheepshed Bay, waving Palestinian flags and chanting death to Israel and, quote, kill the Jews, unquote. According to the staff, the hateful procession was shocking even for Origins, a school rife with bias and bullying, according to insiders. A Jewish teacher said that she lives in fear of going to work every day, according to Daniel Kaminsky. And there's a picture of her. She's fat. According to interviewers with multiple staffers and a Jewish student safety transfer request, recent hate incidents include a student painted a mustache on his face to look like Hitler base and banged on classroom doors. When someone opened, he clicked his heels and raised his arm in a Nazi gesture, according to security cam footage. Three swastikas in 1 week were drawn on a teacher's walls and other objects a manager found. A 10th grader told Kaminsky, 33 years old, who is a Jewish teacher, The 10th grader told her, "I wish you were killed." Another student called her a dirty Jew, quote unquote, and said that he wished Hitler could have done hit more Jews, his quote, including her. Students pasted drawings of the Palestinian flag and notes saying "Free Palestine" on Kaminsky's classroom door. One described a note that simply said "die," quote unquote. This is interesting in that this protest is going down to this, the lower levels of high school students in these very liberal areas that would, you know, that you would consider left wing, in other words, pro-abortion, pro-child training. They're protesting the Israeli genocide of Palestinians almost as if they're neo-Nazis. That's phenomenal. I'm not saying I agree, I'm just commenting that it's phenomenal. We're up on the break, back on the other side.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3dbunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details, or visit 3dbunkers.com.
Unwinding cable car. listening for voices, but it's the choices that make us who we are. Go your own way.
Okay, we're back to the final segment of In Plain Sight. A rundown of the news on your Monday night broadcast. We've covered immigration and Israeli-Palestinian genocide. Protests at the very lowest level of high school students in these most liberal cities, a very fascinating phenomenon. And as I mentioned before, these same people and students, you know, people of all ages that would be against the Israeli genocide, it's just phenomenal that they're for, you know, child trannyism and homo marriage. So you've got this whole political realignment going on in the United States, where the left is completely falling apart. The support for the social reforms have been eclipsed by this protest of Israel killing and bombing children in Gaza. Completely eclipsed. But it's not a total dead thing. So Tennessee, this is according to WKMS.org. This is the last headline I'll cover tonight. WKMS.org, a bill that would ban pride flags in schools hits a major roadblock in Tennessee Senate. So the overall thing that I want to comment on here is that since Roe versus Wade was overturned and kicked back to the states, what you've seen was very, very conservative states like Kentucky and Tennessee, you know, putting out legislation that effectively bans abortion except for life of the mother situations. And since COVID, you know, you've had these same legislatures basically state that you can't strip people of their rights in lieu of an alleged pandemic. So these things have happened. And this is just another thing that's going on with these conservative state legislatures, is this idea of child trannyism. Like, nobody on the left or the right at the core wants to see children trannified and allow them to mutilate their genitals, whether chemically or surgically, in order to transition. Now, after 18, that's another subject entirely. But right now we're dealing with children. So Tennessee legislature put out a bill that would ban pride flags in schools. And there was huge pushback to this. Well, we're at the end of the broadcast, so I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you gained some knowledge. This is just a guy working 12-hour days trying to bring you the news. I will be back tomorrow night with Patrick and Jeremy, pre-recorded, I'm sure. So tune in for that. We've got the Wednesday night spiritual health and wellness. If you want to learn how to not go to hell, please tune into that. And Thursday night, William and Jeremy show. You got to stay classy, and please donate to RBN. I'm out. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.